G'day everyone, Ian here. Thought I'd drop back in and say hello. Still continuing the trip north. A couple of hours down the road from when I last recorded, but I just remembered I did a few things in preparation for this, probably about 27 hours worth of driving by the time it's all said and done. Haven't done a long road trip for quite a while, so I spent a little bit of time over the last few months getting myself ready for it. Been down to Sydney a few times over the last couple of years, but I haven't driven, and I've always flown. So I thought this would be an opportunity to have a bit of fun. One of the things that happened, towards the end of summer, my air conditioning failed, and I knew it was going to cost me a little bit to get it replaced, so I didn't worry about it over winter. Just sort of lived through winter dealing with a bit of frosty, foggy windows from time to time. But I knew that in coming away I was going to have to deal with some pretty hot, sticky, icky weather, and to do a long drive like this in these modern cars without air conditioning, you don't want to do it. I used to have a camper van many years ago that didn't have air conditioning, and that was fine because it had all vertical sides and not a lot of sunlight dumped into it. But modern cars are just appalling with the amount of sunlight that comes blistering it through to them. So this little car I've got, it's a Holden Astra, which is an Opel for the Europeans. It's actually a German made, it's actually manufactured in Europe and just rebadged for Holden out here. And it just sucks the heat. This thing gets so hot when it's been parked for a couple of hours. So I had to get the air conditioning fixed. Did that a few months back. And I also knew that I was going to get a new iPhone 6, so I got a Cradle for that. And I also thought, well, I've got an iPad now, and why not set up the iPad as well? So a while back, I got hold of a flexible arm and a Cradle for my iPad, and a few weeks before I took off, I fitted it to the car. Had a few difficulties fitting it because the fitment positions that I think they're designed for, I wasn't able to access, so I had to find a bolt underneath the dashboard and attach it to that, and I actually had to have a support midway up the arm, which unfortunately required a screw going through into a discrete part of the dashboard, but it's worked just fine. So I've had the iPad set up as my music player. I've been listening to audiobooks these last couple of hours, and it's just great to have Downcast open, and I can just flip through the audiobooks and all the other podcasts I want to listen to, as well as have maps open when I need to. However, I did make a mistake on the way down. I had maps open and I just had the turn-by-turn directions on, happily minding my own business, traveling through all sorts of countryside, and I didn't realize that turn-by-turns sucks huge amounts of data. So I burnt through a couple of gigabyte on the journey down, which is completely unnecessary. What I've done for the journey north, though, I've actually blown out my monthly data on the iPad. What I've done is I scrolled through the journey up and down the coast on my iPad at a couple of different resolutions while I was on Wi-Fi, and I haven't closed the app. I've made sure it stayed open in the background, so whenever I go back to it, the maps are there and all the information I require is available. So I've just been using a static map that the GPS plots my position on, and I haven't been using the turn-by-turns function because I don't have access to data on my iPad at the moment. I still got it if I absolutely need it on my iPhone. So when I am doing really critical stuff, I've still got it on the iPhone. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful to have all this technology around me. The iPhone's up on the wall, on the windscreen, and I've got these microphones jacked into that. I can see the waveform passing down as I'm driving down the road, doing 110 kilometres an hour, driving the Starship all the way back to Bris Vegas. It's good having the technology around. That's what I did getting ready for this trip, along with all the other bibs and bobs. Ah, talking about that, I think I must have a drink of mate. I've got my mate thermos in the back just behind me now, and I think it's time for a little bit of a battery recharge with some mate. Talk to you all later, everybody. See you for now. Bye-bye.